From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Turkey remains steadfast in its stand on rebels in Syria. Turkey Wednesday vowed to keep attacking a U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish militia inside Syria, saying it will never negotiate with what it considers to be a terror organization. The defiant rhetoric is likely to set back U.S. expectations of a halt in the fighting between Washington's two allies in the region, both of whom are also fighting the Islamic State in Syria. Turkey considers the Syrian Kurdish force an offshoot of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or the PKK, a domestic group that Ankara has declared a terrorist organization. Last week, Turkey sent its troops and warplanes to back Syrian rebels in their advance on Jarablus, a town near the Turkish border, and the next IS stronghold after Manbij. Turkey's incursion helped the rebels take Jarablus from the Islamic State group, but clashes subsequently broke out in the area between Turkish and Kurdish forces, both of them U.S. allies. On Tuesday, the Kurdish-backed Jarablus Military Council said in a statement it had agreed to a ceasefire with the Turkish military in the area. However, Turkey's Minister of EU Affairs today dismissed those reports, while a spokesman for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said such a deal was out of the question. Russia's military now says its airstrikes killed Islamic State spokesman and chief strategist Abu Muhammad al-Adnani. In a statement, Russia's defense ministry said Russian warplanes killed up to 40 IS militants, including Adnani, during a bombing raid near Aleppo province on Tuesday. Russia's been carrying out its own bombing campaign in support of Syrian leader al-Assad. This is VOA.